Staples and Office Depot have ended their planned $6 billion merger. Shares of both companies plummeted this morning after a federal judge sided with the Federal Trade Commission in blocking the deal, saying it would violate antitrust law and lead to higher prices. Maggie Lake hosts CNN Money with Maggie Lake. She joins us from New York. Hi, Maggie.
Hi, Jeremy.
So this is not the first time, by the way, that the Federal Trade Commission has blocked a merger between Office Depot and Staples. It happened in 1997. How did this deal fall apart?
Yeah, pretty much the same way, Jeremy. The government basically said, listen, this is bad for business. By taking away this competition, we think it's going to lead to higher prices and it's going to hurt customers. The difference now, this time around, the second go, is I think a lot of people were thinking, you know, wow, we all know the behemoth Amazon is out there, right? I mean, surely they're going to be able to get this through with that monster in the market. I mean, I don't know the last time I was in a Staples. I certainly get all my stuff from Amazon. But the federal government made a very interesting distinction argument. And they said, listen, while Amazon is really active in the consumer market, it's the large scale business market that is still dominated by Staples and Office Depot. They're the only ones that have the scale to serve these kind of customers. And if you take away the competition, it's going to hurt that business to business market. So that seems to be where the rejection lies.
So what does it mean for the companies that they can't get together?
That makes our future very unclear. You mentioned how much the stocks were down.
Yeah.
Significant amount. Staples is saying it's going to have – first of all, Staples is going to have to pay a $250 million breakup fee. So it shows you how confident they were it was going to go through this time. They're saying they're going to have to cut costs, maybe look at selling off operations. I mean, do both of them – fail? No. Is there still room for both of them, these physical retailers in this market? That's unclear.
Why draw the line at this merger? There were so many mergers around the world last year, several high-profile deals. Mm-hmm. Why do they say no to Staples and Office Depot, but yes to so many others?
Yeah, and no to so many others too. I mean, this really comes down to a case by case basis, and it's always down to that issue of competition. Is it going to hurt pricing? Is it going to take away innovation? Shrink the market so much it's going to hurt customers? And they decided in this case that it was. I think a lot of people are feeling that there's a lot of political motivation here because we've seen some high profile mergers go down. I think there's something else that's interesting. Are there politics involved? Who knows? Maybe the Obama administration is getting a little bit tougher. But they track the Bush administration pretty closely when you actually look at the numbers. What we are hearing about a lot is maybe a shift in thinking. There was a feeling that mergers created so many cost efficiencies for companies that that would trickle down and allow them to reduce prices if their overall costs went down, reduce the prices for consumers, and also help them fend off some of this new technology. There's a little bit of shift of that now. When you talk to some economists, they're like, you know, I don't really know. That doesn't necessarily seem to be bearing out. And maybe this is feeding into the income disparity. It's benefiting shareholders, yes, but is it actually helping the average consumer, the average worker? Are prices really going down? In a lot of cases, we're finding not necessarily. So there's some economics feeding into this as well. And, you know, as people try to grapple with this global economy, trying to figure out whether these mergers work.
It's still interesting, though, that Staples and Office Depot aren't allowed to get together, and yet American Airlines and U.S. Airways can get together, Delta and Northwest can get together, United and Continental can get together. And as we know, that hasn't affected airline prices at all. Right?
And that's probably feeding into these decisions, right?
That's exactly right. Maggie Lake, host of CNN Money with Maggie Lake. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.